Welcome to the Northern Lights Basketball Podcast, Episode 4. We'll be talking about the Raptors' trade deadline move, the injury bug, and much, much more. I'm Cage, and I'm joined with my co-host, Rosette. How's it going, Rosette?
I'm good, you know it.
Yeah? What'd you think of this short week? Not enough basketball.
Yeah, it wasn't that much, but there were some good games, so not bad.
Yeah. Well, one of the best games, I guess, were your beloved Hawks versus my beloved Raptors, right?
Yeah, the all-star hungover Atlanta Hawks versus the Raptors.
Yeah. Well, let's just get straight into it. The Raptors went 1-1, a win against the Hawks. In Atlanta. And a loss against Houston, in Houston. Mm-hmm. And sadly, you predicted this.
I said they would have the best chance to beat Atlanta because they back-to-back, I thought they would struggle, which they did. But in the end, yeah. I said they wouldn't. I didn't see them.
Oh yeah. You said 0-2, right?
I said 0-2, yeah. But I did say they would have the best chance of beating Atlanta than Houston.
Yeah, that doesn't count for nothing. You said 0-2.
It's true. I didn't think that Atlanta would have such a big all-star hangover for some reason. But you know what? The Raptors did play well. They beat them with their defense, not with a lot of their offense.
Yeah, well, I predicted a win against Houston and a loss against Atlanta, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I still got the record right, 1-1, so...
Yeah, that doesn't count.
I win this week again. What is this, like 3 weeks in a row? I'm correct?
We'll give you that one. I don't know.
So let's just go to this Hawks game. What was the final score on that?
105-80. 25-point loss at home.
Yeah, I knew the score. I just wanted you to say it. Just feel that. No, feel that.
To me, it's a little bit of a write-off because it's, you know, the first game after the All-Star, and, you know.
Oh, that's a write-off?
I'll give them a little bit of a leeway just for that game. But, you know, I can't hate on the Raptors too much because they played really well.
Lou Williams didn't give any leeway against his former team. 26 points, 7 for 10 from downtown.
Yeah.
Like, just put the pedal to the floor against him.
Yeah, he's the X factor, obviously, on our team.
The sixth man?
Oh, of course, he's definitely the sixth man of the year. I don't even know who else is in the conversation, but he's...
I think they have Jamal Crawford always is there.
Yeah, he's always there.
Ryan Anderson and Isaiah Thomas was there until, well, we'll get into that a bit later, but he was there as well.
Yeah, well, Ryan Anderson's been injured here and there, so... I think Lou's the favorite to win it, deservingly.
Yeah. I think so too. DeMar played pretty well too. He had 21 points. Sorry, 8 rebounds.
Yeah, he made the difference in that game. He was big.
Yeah, it's kind of like vintage DeMar. He took a lot of shots.
But yeah, exactly. Even from the start,
vintage DeMar, right?
Yeah, but he made them, so that was okay.
Yeah, and one of my most hated point guards in the league, Jeff Teague, showed me why I dislike him so much. 11 points, 5 assists, and are you an atheist now since your god missed 9 threes?
That's what I'm saying. They not only he struggled, he was Korver was 3 of 11, 2 of 11 from 3 of 13, 2 of 11 from threes with only exactly. 11 points, but
who's that's your god now?
But that's the thing. He wasn't even... I watched the game, and he wasn't really being defended that well. It's just that he was missing open shots, a lot of them, which he usually makes. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's the thing. I didn't think they would struggle this much after the All-Star break right away, but I will give them a couple games to see if they can get back on track.
Yeah, it wasn't like the Raptors were playing stifling defense on him. I saw he had not even a couple. He had a bunch of open looks that game.
Yeah, exactly. The ones he usually makes, and he was missing. Just Atlanta overall, they shot 33%, right? They took a lot of threes. I guess in the end, they were taking a lot of threes just to try and catch up. They took 38 threes.
They only made eight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Their second unit was just shooting threes for no reason when they were down 20. Regardless.
I think near the end, Schroeder started making a bunch. making it close, I believe.
Yeah.
Too little, too late against the hot Raptors. Well, they
Yeah,
were hot for one day, right? Until they
only
went to
the next
Houston.
day was the struggle.
That game against Houston was a brutal game to watch.
Well,
Man.
did they lose by 20? 22, right?
I don't know. I'm not gonna confirm or deny this.
Hey, they won by 25, they lost by 20, so 22. They got the 3 points.
Yeah, they lost 98-76. You just try to rub it in because your Hawks lost, but
Who went off that?
yeah.
Let's see. Corey Brewer, 26 points, 10 rebounds, 5 steals. Monty.
When Corey Brewer goes off on you,
Yeah,
man,
exactly.
Terrence Ross has been brutal so far this season.
Yeah, man. That's why something could have happened in the trade deadline, but then, you know, we'll get into that. Who we did have James Johnson. He was on fire that day.
Yeah, he was on fire. He shot well. He had 27 points, 5 rebounds, 4 steals, and 4 blocks.
Yeah, that's LeBron-esque.
Have you heard of that term, coin toss Ross?
Coin toss Ross? No, I haven't heard that, but
no, it's a big term used by Raptors fans because I believe we drafted Ross 8th, and we were supposed to get the 7th pick. Well, not supposed to. We were the 7th and 8th pick were determined by a coin toss.
Oh, wow.
And the Golden State Warriors ended up getting the 7th pick and taking
Oh.
Harrison Barnes.
Ooh.
And we got Ross. Either way, I don't know how much better Harrison Barnes
Yeah.
would be doing in a Raptors jersey. But just imagine this. The Warriors could have had Andre Drummond.
Wow. Yeah.
Makes you think a little bit. Like
Yeah.
Andre Drummond, Klay Thompson,
Yeah.
Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Bogut up and down all the time, dude. They need it. Well, he can't make free throws, but they still need a guy rebounding like that.
Yeah, that's the main thing.
And playing defense, way better defense than Lee.
Yeah, exactly. What happened to our all-star Kyle Lowry? Where's he been?
Kyle.
He seems to be going through his own all-star hangover.
I was going to take off the Lowry off my Bargnani jersey there and just keep it as a Bargnani jersey. I'm kind of ashamed to put that tape there and put a Lowry name on there. 6 for 23 over his past two games. 1 for 9 from downtown.
That's the thing. That after the All-Star break, it's hard to judge them right away. You got to give them a couple of games, I guess.
Is it just the curse of the Kyle, the Corvers and the Lowry that struggle?
They struggle together, you know, the Kyles.
Yeah, yeah. Or is the curse of the All-Stars, I guess, right? They're both All-Stars as well.
Yeah, it's probably because of the All-Star. I don't know. It's people who make the All-Star, they're more relaxed. And then coming back into the regular season, it's just slowly getting back into the rhythm. So hopefully this week they'll pick it up.
I know you're not much of a baseball fan, but there's also, I believe, a curse of the home run derby. Whoever participates in that usually starts to struggle a bit after the home run derby because they're so used to that slow pitch.
Oh, wow.
And so it's kind of relevant in this
Yeah.
sense that both these guys made the All-Star game and destroyed. Well, I don't know how Korver did in his next game. Did he actually even play? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, they won against Milwaukee.
Was it Washington? Oh, Milwaukee, yeah.
Yeah, I think it wasn't a blowout. They won by like 9 or 10. But
that's not a blowout. You want to know a blowout? 105-80 Raptors over the Hawks.
Hey,
we're talking about blowouts here.
Yeah, that was a good win. I'm not hitting on the Raptors. They beat them on the defense, right? That's the main thing.
And the Spurs move. I mean, I call them the Spurs. Just the Hawks moved the ball around really well.
Hey, they struggle. That's the thing. I was surprised. The Raptors can play defense when they want to. So hopefully
yeah.
we see more of that and they'll win more big games. Oh, who did they beat in their last 6 games? They've beaten pretty good teams. Clippers, Spurs.
Washington,
Atlanta. They're all playoff teams, so.
Well, they got a trap game tonight, actually, I would say.
Yeah, New Orleans.
New Orleans. I was going to say Hornets. Pelicans, right?
Yeah, Pelicans now.
They don't have Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
They don't have Ryan Anderson. But they got the X Factor that destroyed the Raptors last time. Alexi Ajinsa.
Oh.
X Raptor.
X Raptor, yeah. Who do they got this week? What's their schedule like this week?
Well, they got the Pelicans on Monday today.
Yeah.
They got the Mavericks Tuesday. Then they're at home to the Warriors on Friday. That's a good game.
That is.
I have to even go check that one out.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday against Knicks.
Yeah.
Knicks. What kind of Oh yeah, there's a basketball team, right? They got a basketball team there, right?
They're still playing, I
Yeah.
guess.
Why? Why are they even playing?
I don't know. They are shutting everyone down. They're making money, that's it.
This is kind of off topic, sort of. I got the chance to watch, I believe on Sunday, Ohio State versus Michigan. Now I know you don't watch much college
Yeah,
basketball,
not much.
but there's a player there, D'Angelo Russell, number zero, and he's on Ohio, and he's projected a top three pick, and I got to watch him, and I think he had like a bad game. He had like, I'm gonna guess and say 14 points or 13 points, but this guy's good, man. He's if
What
the Knicks get him, they'll probably be
position does he play?
10th. He plays point guard, shooting guard. His comparison is Brandon Roy.
Oh, okay. That's
Yeah,
nice.
you. They say Brandon Roy Ginobili. He even used a Eurostep that game,
Oh.
Ginobili-esque.
What is he? Is he European or is he
No,
American?
no, he's American,
Oh, he's
and he's
American.
18. He's 18.
Oh, wow. Wait,
He's really good.
aren't they NBA changing the rule to you can only draft until they're 20 or something? I thought they changed that rule.
I remember they're looking into it. That'll be sad. He's NBA ready. He's averaging like 19 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds
That's
on really
true.
good shooting.
That's the thing. But they look at the majority, right? Well, we'll make the NBA game style better. And I agree with them. Like, staying in college when, like, till you're 20 helps majority of the players. Not every player, but I can see
Yeah,
it helps majority.
the majority of the players. But the thing is, like, so many of these players have so much going for them, they could get injured,
Yeah, exactly.
and their
It's
dream could be gone.
it's a big risk. They could be making
Yeah.
money, and you know, if they get injured, they don't get anything.
If Anthony Davis was still in college, oh man.
Oh, how old was he when he got drafted?
He was a freshman, so I'm assuming 18, 19.
I guess he might be one of the last. But that's the thing. If he stayed in college, maybe one more year. Actually, no. He was averaging.
He's a beast right
Yeah,
now.
he.
He's an absolute
No,
beast.
I mean like, but you know, his first year, rookie year, he had a little bit of, you know.
It's an adjustment period, right?
Yeah, but
The
yeah,
game,
that might have
the
happened
tempo.
regardless. So you never know.
Yeah, the tempo is so different. Like, I was watching college ball, and they're dribbling the ball for 30 seconds of the clock.
Yeah, exactly. The shot clock.
Yeah, that 35. I don't understand why they don't put it to 24 seconds in that game. It just makes the adjustment a lot easier.
Let's take it back to the Raptors this week. Who do you got?
Who I got them drafting, or?
No, not drafting. Well, that's for another day. Who, like,
Right,
what's your
so
prediction?
like we said, Pelicans, Mavericks, Warriors, Knicks. I'm gonna say, you know what? You kind of played this trick on me. You make me go first, and then you kind of just base
Yeah.
your answer opposite to me. Well, how about you go first this time?
Okay, let's see. They're playing away, three away games and home against the Warriors. So
Yeah.
they should win
That
again.
doesn't matter because it's against the Warriors.
Yeah, exactly. I expect them to win against New Orleans.
Yeah.
Dallas is a back-to-back, so I don't think I will say they'll lose that one.
They got
Warriors.
Amari Stoudemire, so watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Hey, he played well in his debut game. But against
Yeah.
Warriors at home, it depends. I don't know if Curry's gonna play, but he said he might. He probably is. But I expect him to lose that one, and I expect a win against the Knicks. But you know what? I'm gonna go with 3-1. I'm gonna pick New Orleans. I'm gonna say they're only gonna lose to Warriors this week. I think they can pull something out.
I'm gonna go. You know what? Because I haven't been believing in the Raptors as much as I usually do,
Yeah.
and they've been proving me wrong every week. So I'm just gonna go all homer on it.
Four
Four
no
and oh, baby. Four
okay
and oh, baby.
Oh, that's a very it's out there that prediction, but yeah, you never know.
Just to go.
If they can blow New Orleans out, they can rest their starters and you know.
You know what? Is it weird that the only game I think they might lose is the Hornets? I mean, Pelicans, just because they're the Raptors and that's what they do
Yeah,
sometimes?
you never know. Hey, if they lose to Knicks, we're all overlooking that. If somehow they manage to lose to Knicks, that would be very upsetting. It is on a back-to-back.
I'm predicting a 14-point win against the Knicks.
14-point win. Okay, you know, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see next week what happens. Hopefully, it's
Yeah,
not a 14-point loss and I'm just sitting there depressed.
exactly. We'll see what happens. All right,
Yeah.
what else happened this week? The trade deadline last week.
Yeah, a lot of trades. You tell me.
A lot of big changes. Let's get your opinion on this. Where do we start? I started with a big one. The Dragic brothers to
Yeah.
Miami.
Yeah.
How do you rate that one?
It's kind of hard to rate just
It
because
was
if that's a.
a three-team deal. Miami got the Dragic brothers. Suns got Granger, John Salmons, and two first-round picks. And New Orleans got Norris Cole, Justin Hamilton, and Shane Williams.
Yeah.
Who?
Nah, I don't really care too much about the New Orleans thing. No offense, Norris Cole, he's a good player, but not really the highlight of this trade.
Yeah.
The Dragons trade would be great if, I guess we'll get into it a little bit later, but if Chris
Yeah.
Bosh is healthy and
Yeah.
Wade is healthy, that's a solid trade. But
It
with both of
was.
those guys kind of lingering, I hope to see a Dragic and Hassan Whiteside
Oh man.
combo.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate the Bosch situation, but yeah, that's I like that
But
trade for them.
yeah, I think they had to do it. Well, not even they. I think Phoenix had to do it. Just Dragic was kind of
Oh
had them
yeah, it's better for them to
by the
get
neck.
anything out of him because he said he wasn't gonna resign, right? So.
I kind of wish players like that just wouldn't say anything and let the GM handle it. It just makes him drop his value so much. Like the other teams know that he
Well,
wants out.
it depends, because it no, I don't think it dropped his value because he's still a great player. It's just that I guess what he was promised he didn't get, right? They got like three other point guards, which
Yeah.
it makes no sense. I don't know what they're trying to do there, but it doesn't
Yeah. Who
work.
did they get again for Dragic?
Well, they got Granger and John Salmons and two first round picks from Heat, 2017 and 2019 first round picks.
The first round picks look good, and Salmons isn't expiring? No?
I think he is, yeah. But it.
I think that was the whole basis of the Lou Williams trade, that
Yeah.
we gave him an
Yeah.
expiring, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's not bad at all.
Yeah,
That's not bad at all.
I don't mind that. But I think Phoenix got Brandon Knight out from, I think, Milwaukee.
Yeah, that was the Carter Williams trade was in there, right?
Yeah, so they got another point guard. I don't.
See, this is what I don't get. I forget who it was. I think it was Chris Middleton on the Bucks. No, it was Jared Dudley, and I think it was one of them. And they tweeted out, "Why is my man Brandon Knight not in the All-Star game? Disrespect or something like that." And you can obviously tell they supported him, and that was their captain.
Yeah.
He was the one leading the team. And then you get rid of him. That's kind of, and they're doing so good. So I don't know what kind of.
It's true, but that's the thing. Let's take it to the next trade, Brandon Knight, and Milwaukee got Carter Williams, Tyler Ennis, and Miles Plumlee, and Phoenix got Brandon Knight and Kendall Marshall from Milwaukee. So, what do you think about that trade?
Didn't Phoenix draft Kendall Marshall like 12th overall that year?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's a lateral or backwards move, I guess.
So you're saying you don't like that trade?
I'm not sa Here's what I'm saying. I'm saying I like the trade in terms of selling Brandon Knight at his highest value for what they got. That's an amazing deal. But I don't like it for chemistry aspect of how important he was to the team and how much the team was kind of supporting him.
That's true. That's the thing. They went for the future. Like they know they're not gonna win. Obviously, they're not aiming to win the championship this year. They're trying to build for the future. And I like that trade also because Jason Kidd, I think he can make something happen from, Carter Williams. He can bring out the best
He can
from his
teach him
coaching.
how to hit a shot.
How to hit a shot, how to, pass, rebound. Maybe he can be a triple threat, You never know. Like
Yeah.
Jason Kidd, but more athletic.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah, I.
I like the trade because they're all young now.
Yeah. I just felt like it was, if the Raptors traded a Kyle Lowry for like a Alfred Payton and Tobias Harris kind of thing, like the Raptors would be devastated mentally.
Yeah, I understand that,
Because that's a star,
but
at the same time, they'd be getting two young guys back that are good.
you're saying if Raptors did that right now?
Obviously they wouldn't, but I'm just saying, like, in the locker room, it's that kind of
It's true, but that's the thing. That's the difference. Milwaukee's not the number two seed, right?
Well, they're doing pretty damn good. I think they're 31-24 or something like that.
They are pretty good. They're, I think, like 8 games ahead of Miami, but I don't know. They're going for the future. That's the thing. What do
Yeah.
you think about the Raptors not making any moves this trade deadline?
I remember we were discussing David West, and I was trying to throw in Boogie Cousins in there. I like it. Like I was saying with the Milwaukee thing, I like that they kept the locker room the way it is, and they know they have their expirings, and they can make some moves in the off season if they're disappointed by the outcome of the playoffs.
Okay, so
But
that's the thing.
I think it's a smart move.
So you're saying they're going for the future as well. They're not going for right now. As the second seed, you're saying they're not really, going for it right now.
No, I don't feel this team could take on a Golden State Warriors team for 7 games, or a
No, but
Chicago Bulls team.
let's not look at the West. I'm just saying let's look at the
Yeah,
East. That's the thing.
even a Chicago Bulls team, just their presence and veteran leadership, the Gasol, the Rose, the Noahs, for
Yeah,
7 games, it would be tough.
they can't. That's the thing. To me, them not making any moves suggests that they think that, the GM thinks that the team is ready to do their best in the East as the second seed, which I don't see because Chicago's already, they're a big threat. Cleveland improved. They made some changes. Washington has big men. Atlanta's good. So I don't know. I thought we were lacking in, obviously the center position, some depth.
You know what? I don't know if it's my Raptors inferior complex. Like, it's just, I think the Raptors aren't that great, and then I look at the standings and say,
Yeah,
hey, we're not that bad. We're not
exactly.
we're actually not that bad. It's just, I don't know, I'm just so used to bad seasons over and over again that maybe I'm
Yeah,
not giving the Raptors enough credit that they deserve.
exactly. I sometimes, obviously, not sometimes, a lot of times, fall into the same thing.
Yeah.
It's my tough love for the Raptors, but I was hoping they would make some changes to, maybe gun it for this year to make at least try to make the conference finals, which is
Yeah.
possible. They're the second seed, they'll have the home court.
I think everyone, the casual Raptors fan, let's say, which is most of the guys buying the tickets, is just hopeful that they make it past the first round.
If they don't make it past the first round, that'd be very disappointing this season.
Yeah, I think that would be a disappointing season.
The Chicago and Cleveland are catching up in the standings, actually, so they gotta keep winning to keep that, second seed.
Yeah, but Chicago and Cleveland didn't make any moves at the deadline.
They didn't make any at the deadline, but Cleveland added, Mozgov. They added J.R. Smith, Iman
Yeah,
Shumpert.
yeah,
So
yeah.
I'm
Yeah,
glad.
they were done. They made their moves.
Yeah, I like their moves early. Chicago is good. They just need to get healthy and get their minds right, I
On
guess.
the west side, the Thunder were made some moves to try to
Yeah,
push towards the playoffs, right?
let's look at the Thunder. How do you like that?
They got Cantor, right?
They got Kanter. Hold on, let me just bring that up. Who they finally got rid of Kendrick Perkins.
Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson asked to be traded, so that's not getting
Oh,
him.
did he? I didn't even know about
Yeah, he said he wasn't gonna re-sign this summer and he wanted to be a
Oh,
starting
okay.
point guard somewhere. Which is okay, I don't mind that. So they
Yeah,
traded Reggie Jackson. Yeah, go on.
Van Gundy said, "Point guard of the this is our point guard of the future."
Hey, he could be. He's young and he's, he played with some of the best players. Maybe he's got his mind
How can you say that when you got Jennings just sitting there hobbled up,
right. Well, that's the thing.
looking at
I'm
Cleveland?
glad Detroit made some, they made some moves
Yeah.
because Brandon Jennings is gonna be out for a while. So it's okay
Yeah.
for them if he re-signs, obviously.
Trying to make a push, right?
Yeah, exactly. So Oklahoma got Kanter, Augustine, Kyle Singler, and Steve Novak for Reggie Jackson, Perkins, and a future first-round pick.
I like addition of Singler. He's very underrated. He kind of does a little bit of everything. I really like Kanter, except he can't play much very good defense, but he is really good inside.
Oh yeah.
Really good scorer. You could say kind of like a David Lee, but more of a bruiser.
Oh yeah, he is. He played well.
And
Novak is
Hartenstein
just
is
a.
solid because he knows his role and he'll play it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I like that trait. Okay.
Yeah,
Oh, that's the thing.
I think.
Oklahoma City is, this shows they're trying to make the push,
Yeah, I think it kind of works out for both teams.
Yeah, for sure. And they got rid of Perkins, whose contract, was expiring and.
Then they got one of the better teams in the league, the Trailblazers. They added Aflalo, right?
Afolo and Alonzo G they got. And they traded basically their scrubs.
They traded their who?
They traded their scrub bench players, Victor
See,
Kleber.
this is where I'm going to highly disagree with you, because this was surprisingly one of the only trades that caught my eye.
Who
I'm
do you think?
saying this because I love Will Barton. Will Barton's a Corey Brewer mold player that can only get better, I think.
Yeah.
And Thomas Robinson is he was that kind of glue guy. He was off the bench, but like he plays amazing defense for them and gives them a lot of energy off the bench when they needed it. So like I can understand this is a good move for Portland in terms of win now,
Well, exactly. Yeah,
but
those both of those players, Robinson and Barton, they're both young players, right? So they're not molded. They're not their best yet.
yeah,
So
but
Portland knows they have to try and win now, which is why they needed some, scoring from the bench. And I like the trade.
yeah,
It's great for them.
the trade's good for Portland, but I actually thought it was a better trade for the Nuggets.
Nuggets. Yeah. Well, time will tell for that one. So
Yeah.
we'll see.
Hopefully we're not listening at this and laughing at me, but
Hey.
I think they gave up two really, really solid young players.
Yeah, but they're in a win now mode, so we'll see how it turns out. For now, it's good for Portland, right?
Let's
So,
see.
what else really happened? Nothing else major happened. Sacramento got Andre Miller. They got rid of bro.
For
Sessions,
Sessions, right?
yeah.
Yeah,
It's
that's a George Karl move.
exactly, yeah. George Karl likes Andre Miller. He's used to
Yeah.
coaching him, so he's a good
Yeah.
veteran leadership. Hopefully, he can help. With the
Fix some
Cousins,
things up in the clubhouse.
yeah, Cousins situation, he can.
I hope George Karl uses Nick Stauskas the way he's supposed to be used. Because he's not really getting the playing time or the usage that he got
Yeah.
in college and what they expected from him. They're kind of just treating him like a Novak, passing the ball, let him shoot it, that's it.
Yeah, look, I'm sure he'll do something good with them. He's a great coach.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I know the injury bug's been a big deal in the league so far.
Oh yeah, who's Durant's out again, having another procedure. He's out for I
That's
think week.
good for all those Westbrook fans out there, but sad for OKC, who's trying to make a push right now.
Yeah, OKC's pretty solid in the eighth position right now. It'll come down to Westbrook if he can keep them winning, which
Yeah,
I.
it's just unreal. The West is so tough.
Yeah.
Like everyone has a 600 plus winning percentage except eighth place.
Yeah, exactly. So Westbrook, I'm sure he can keep them up there. Who else? Anthony Davis is out 2 weeks again. He keeps having that shoulder sprain.
Yeah, hopefully the Raptors can take advantage.
Yeah,
It's
exactly. They
you never
have
want
to.
a player to get injured, but
This is the right
hopefully the
time.
Raptors can take the right time.
Yeah.
And Curry's out, so the Raptors can take advantage hopefully too.
Well, I think Curry should be back. He just had, well, they
Yeah,
said.
I kind of hope so, seeing he's on my fantasy team, but
Yeah. Would you
yeah.
rather have him out for the Raptors game, or would you want him back to, make a
You know,
fantasy push?
I'm one of those guys that I had Hawks versus Raptors, and I have Millsap, who's just been tearing it up all season,
Yeah.
and I put him on the bench just because he's playing my Raptors,
Okay, all right.
and he had a bad game, so it was a win-win.
Yeah, that worked out for you. That's good.
Yeah,
We'll
so
see.
I would probably still play him.
All right.
It's Curry, man. You gotta play Curry.
Yeah, we'll see if he comes
Yeah.
back. But yeah, the last one, Chris Bosh, out for.
Ex-Raptor.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's very sad news. He's out for season.
Yeah, you know, he gets a lot of slack. All those It's Real 85 videos really hammered him into a person maybe he's not, or maybe he is, but
Yeah, man.
poor guy, man. I really wish the best for him.
Yeah, I feel bad. So all the,
It's sad.
what was it, blood clot in his lungs, or
Yeah, that's what it was.
that's,
Yeah,
yeah, that's very dangerous. I
it's
guess that's,
sad for the Heat, it's sad for his family and everything.
yeah, it happens a lot, I guess. Not a lot, but it's the main cause of it is, I guess, traveling, flying. That's a
Oh,
big,
really?
yeah, it's a big cause, blood clots. So I guess, yeah, I guess you gotta get proper rest and everything. But I'm hearing that they caught it early, so I think you should be okay.
Hopefully it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, our best wishes to ex-Raptor who ditched out on us, Chris Bosh.
Yeah, all the
Nothing
best luck.
personal.
Good luck to him.
Yeah. What do we got going on next week?
Next week should be, yeah, let's see how the Raptors do. They'll take it from there. Nothing.
Yeah, maybe something cool happens that shocks the world.
I don't know what will shock the world except for
Maybe
hopefully.
Adam Silver shows that he's really an alien.
You never know. Hopefully no injuries happen. Hopefully everyone, you know, is healthy.
Yeah, we need our guys, and yeah, it was a short week, but there's gonna be plenty to talk about next podcast for sure.
All right, go ahead, wrap it up.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
What do I ask? All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Make sure you follow our Twitter account at NLB podcast. And we did get a couple of comments on our podcast. I'll cover those next podcast, I guess, since we're kind of running out of time here. But thanks for listening. Thanks for commenting, and have a great week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys. See you.